With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth addressed his top military commanders today at Marine Corps Base Quantico outside Washington. He says woke culture in the military will end. Hegseth also says he wants top officers to be emboldened by the changes.
But if the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink, then you should do the honorable thing and resign. We would thank you for your service. But I suspect, I know, the overwhelming majority of you feel the opposite. These words make your hearts full.
He was joined at the speech by President Trump. In the Middle East today, President Trump has given Hamas 3 or 4 days to respond to his ceasefire proposal for ending the war in Gaza.
This is a 20-point plan that heavily favors Israel. It essentially calls on Hamas to surrender, to disarm, and transfer control of Gaza to a new internationally supervised body led by President Trump himself. In Gaza, residents have given the plan a cool reception. They say it amounts to a return to colonialism. Hamas has not given a response yet. It says it's studying the plan, and it's in touch with international mediators, trying to make some changes that are more favorable to it.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman. Senate Democrats have voted down a Republican bill to keep funding the government, putting it on a path to a shutdown after midnight Wednesday. The 55-45 vote Tuesday on the bill to extend federal funding for 7 weeks fell short of the 60 needed to end a filibuster and pass the legislation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the Nasdaq rose 68. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FBC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
Alliance Defending Freedom International is reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Doherty has been arrested a second time for standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that reads, "Coercion is a crime, here to talk only if you want." Doherty has been charged with breaching the buffer zone. SRN News. The threat of a government shutdown did not hurt the markets.
Stocks coasted to the end of their latest winning month on Wall Street. The S&P 500 added 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 81 points. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. Trading was relatively calm, despite the fact that the government could shut down at midnight because of the latest political impasse in Washington. Past shutdowns have had only limited impact on markets. However, any disruption in the flow of data about the economy, reports on the job market, and inflation could make investors jittery. Seth Sutel, New York.
The public schools superintendent of Des Moines, Iowa, has resigned while challenging his deportation after being detained by immigration authorities. According to his lawyer, Ian Roberts believed his case was resolved. The Guyana native was living and working in the U.S. illegally. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.